Grace, what is your favorite color of plaid shirt to wear?
Ooh, red.
Why, you have blue on, like a teal on right now. Why wouldn't you not wear red?
I don't wear my favorite colors all the time. I mean, like, you're my favorite person to talk to, but I can't only talk to you all the time.
I mean, you could if you really wanted to.
Yeah, but I
Be
gotta.
weird. That'd be
I
weird.
it would be weird. I should talk to other people too, even though you're my favorite.
You should probably talk to other people. Your employment, your job would it would be weird there if you
Yeah,
talk.
they'd probably fire me. So.
Right. That's a good start.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, episode 64. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I've made this isn't let's see, how do I word this? This is for you, not at you.
Okay.
Guess I might have got that backwards, but let's just get on with this. I've made a crap ton of shows with Grace, but I still want to get to know her more. So I'm going to ask her some questions on episode 64. I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party. Monday night at 7:30.
Money, money, money.
64, whole bunch more.
Yep. How was your weekend?
My weekend was phenomenal.
Yeah, tell me about it. What happened?
Saturday we went to Williamsport, which is where the district meet was being held for Lauren's track and field for the district, and she managed to get go to States, which is this coming weekend in the 3200, which is amazing.
Amazing. And more stuff about her, like how she did.
Everything's about her. Nobody wants to hear what how Eric feels.
Yeah.
No, she did amazing. She dropped her PR by 6 seconds, capturing a Wellsboro school record that's been there for 35 years
Boom.
as a freshman, Grace.
Boom.
Ooh, it's big stuff. And not only that, was her teammate also dropped two school records on the same day. Insane.
Now, how does that make you feel?
Oh, warm and fuzzy. I don't even know. Like, it just makes me so happy that
Well,
it's a sport that we both share, What could be
here we
better? So yeah, we're off to Shippensburg down your way this coming Saturday, and she gets to run at 9 a.m. against the best in the state. And she is, if all goes well, she should get a medal.
Nice.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
That is.
And then let's see. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday, we went over, the whole family went over to Chief Watona Trail Challenge, which that's a John Johnson and Amy Johnson race-directed event. I think this was the 10th year he said of it. Man, Grace, I'm telling you got to come up here. The breakfast alone is worth it.
I believe you.
It was, now that is a 4 and 7 mile option, trail option around Mount Pisgah Lake, Mount Pisgah State Park. The 4 miles part of the Sandstone Division of the Roxovania Trail Series, and the 7 mile is part of the Slate Division of the trails of the Roxovania Trail Series. So yeah, it was a beautiful day on Sunday. I hung out. I ran a loop for fun. Becky did sign up, and she ran her. She still have an IT band issues. I don't know if that for her. But yeah, it was a good day. Beautiful weather, and the after race party and food is top notch over there. So it was good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So, what about you? What did you do this weekend?
Oh, so Glenn already put this in the comments. Glenn, he said, I saw you at Conestoga and should have said hello. It was great. I was at the Conestoga Crusher And it was super fun. I told Jason, the race director, Jason Logue, I absolutely love the Conestoga Trail, of course. I used to have the FKT for it. I don't anymore. Katie has it. And I love the Conestoga Trail, and that section of the Conestoga Trail is absolutely beautiful. It's called Kelly's Run. It's so, 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 so pretty. And so I asked him, I was like, hey, can I sweep the course? And he said, yeah, sure. So I had that settled. And then I know the timer is a friend of mine, and she reached out earlier in the week. And she said, hey, you're sweeping for Jason's course, aren't you? And I said, yeah, why? She's like, hey, do you want to set up and tear down? So I ended up setting up for timing the kids' race that he does before the main race, and then sweeping the 10K and then tearing down. So I had a super fun time. And as I was helping the timer set up, somebody said, are you Grace? And I was like, yeah.
Me, Grace.
And he's like, I recognize the laugh. So I was like, yeah, that's something. And he's like, yeah, it's very unique. I said, okay, thank you. He was very nice. It was cool.
Where did he know you from?
From the podcast.
Oh, well, that you didn't state that. That's what I thought, maybe. But
yeah.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I left out that detail. That was my fault.
Do you remember who this person's name was?
I don't remember. No, I saw a lot of people there.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I was just curious. It is hard.
Yeah.
You know, when you become as popular as yourself, as the Grace, you gotta have to carry a notebook and jot stuff down. Yeah. Big time. Yeah. So, what is the 10K? What is the elevation gain of that? Do you have any idea?
I don't. The Conestoga Trail, I mean, it's just one of those that you can look at the elevation and it really doesn't tell you a whole lot about the course, because it's just the beginning of it is all downhill. And then you do a pretty gnarly uphill where it's like you got to put your hand here and put your foot there and really hope that it's in a good spot. And it rained, so everything was slick. And you get up to what's called Pinnacle Overlook. There's a couple places called Pinnacle in Pennsylvania, and this is one of them called Pinnacle Overlook. Actually, one of my favorite shirts that I have is a Run PA shirt, and it has a Matt Lipsy drawing of Pinnacle Overlook on the back, which is pretty cool. And so you get to this beautiful, beautiful overlook. And then you come back down, you descend into Kelly's Run, and it's just filled with rhododendron and water and pretty and yay.
Well, the rhododendron should have been in full bloom, right?
No, nope. Not yet.
Not yet?
Nope. We've got it. Every year is a little bit different, but it's usually like the second week of June.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I have several bushes up here, and I can't tell. I just figured you're a couple weeks ahead of us down there. I thought maybe they would have.
Yeah, it's kind of in this crevice. It's in a crevice. Have you ever been in a crevice before?
I've been in quite a few crevices. Yeah, most of them are dirty.
Yeah, so it's a little darker in the crevice.
Yeah,
cold, and
quiet, yeah.
Wet. It's wet. It's wet in there.
Moist, if you will.
It's damp. It's moist in the crevice.
Yeah.
And so it hasn't bloomed yet because of that. Yeah.
Interesting. Cool.
Blooms a little later than a garden rhododendron.
Wow. Aren't you just the gardener?
No, not at all. All I know about, I know a lot about crevices. So
the greenhouse horticulturist, if you will.
No, not at all.
All right. So you got... What's going on this week, Grace? What's your week work? What's your work week looking like? Your next couple days here, huh?
Hold on a second. Hold on. All right.
Whoa. Okay, now we're getting into a party. Clothes are coming off, people. This is a live show.
If we're gonna talk business.
Wow.
If we're gonna talk business, I gotta get my suit jacket on.
Wow, you just. You're like Superman changing in the. Is that Superman does it? The telephone booth changes. Yeah. That was quick. This is why people need to watch the live show. I can't believe
it. Guns came out. Suit jacket is on if we're going to talk business. And that's what's happening this week is it's going to be all business.
You look like a sports broadcaster.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a sport and I am broadcasting.
All right. So, Grace, you're coming to us live from your house.
I'm coming to you live from the House of Hot Pants.
Mm-hmm. What is happening exciting this week, Grace, in the world of the sport of running?
Yeah, I'm going to head out to the Horseshoe Trail. I am going to attempt a fastest known time of that trail. And it's 145 miles, but I'm going to have to go off trail for a couple of things. I'm attempting it in the self-supported fashion. And I'll probably end up with about 150 miles traversed.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's so the weather up here, it's looking pretty kind of toasty all week long. No, but no real wet spots like your crevices. Is that what it looks like down there?
Yeah. the crevices don't look wet yet, but it's looking like a high of 88 on Wednesday. I am not acclimated to the heat, so not super excited about that. And Thursday, there is a chance of moisture. Friday, Saturday, Saturday, maybe some rain, but probably not. Sunday's looking good. So the rest of the time, it's going to cool down. But first day, it's looking like a real feel of 90.
Yeah, I ran with a couple of the track kids today, as I do every day, right at 3:30. And it was, I think it was around 85 in Wellsboro. It was miserable.
We were
dying, and we couldn't run, our legs wouldn't work, and it was horrible. We're just not used to it.
Yeah, by the time I get to like peak, that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I'm going to be probably going through Hershey and no shade. So there's going to be some challenge. There's always challenges with this kind of stuff. You do big stuff and you got to get over some big challenges. So I'm hoping I can just keep a positive attitude. I've got a couple books downloaded to my phone. I got a lot of snacks. I put jelly beans in my trail mix.
Nice.
Don't judge me for that.
I don't judge you for anything. Well, that's a lie. I judge you for a lot, but I won't judge you for that.
Yeah. That's what I have going on.
This goes down starting Wednesday. At what time are you trying to start?
I'd like to start by 5:30. I don't, I'm not pressured to start at a specific time too much. I mean, I do have time limits. So this particular trail does not allow through traffic during the night, so I need to be off trail by sunset.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And this is self-supported, so you are able to receive messages of good lucks and go get them grace and knock them dead grace without being considered support.
Yeah, just not in person. So you can't try to find me from a parking lot and wave to me. That's considered support. Messages via the apps and all of that are certainly welcome. I'll probably have my phone on airplane mode a good chunk of the time just to save battery life. But when I do check in, it's always nice to see messages from friends. I was talking to somebody, today for my work. I was telling my boss about it. And he is not at all a runner or a hiker or any of these things. So I was trying to explain what I'm doing. And he said, do you have somebody who is in, do you have like a mentor? Do you have somebody who mentors you or anything like that? I said, no, I don't really have a mentor. And he said, well, do you have people who support you? And I just like, I'm like, I can't even list them all. I have lots of support. And that was just kind of a cool feeling. Like, I do feel like there's a lot of people, I try to support other people and I think they support me too. So that felt good. Yeah. Now, if only I could get you to support me, we'd be all right.
I mean, just keep trying. That's all I can tell you at this point. Yeah. It's a work in progress.
I'm persistent.
We're not there yet, per se, but you never know in the future. Just keep your head up and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I gotta kind of fit you in, you know, find a spot for it. Jacket's coming off again. All right.
Yeah, let me switch back. It's enough about that.
Yeah, enough of the business.
Yeah.
So the rest of the show here, we're going to play around with, okay, put the guns away. It's a kid-friendly show. We're going to play around with some questions to each other, yes?
Yes.
And I think this is a great idea personally, because it's a great way for other people to learn about you, to learn about me, and for us to learn about each other. And it's for all fun. So my first question to you,
You already asked me a question. No.
No, it's more the layout of what we're doing here. So if you ask me a question, and I flip that same question back on you, if I feel that said question is a good question for you to answer.
Sure, but I don't guarantee I'm going to answer it.
Oh, you have to. I mean, that's part of the show. It's a straight, it's an X if you, it's a buzzer if you do not answer it. You have to answer it. Mm-hmm. Now, you cheated, I will say. I want to make this clear to everybody in the Running Mullet world. You cheated and put a post out asking for questions. You couldn't even you couldn't even come up with sincere questions to ask your co-host here of your own. So you reached out to others to give the questions themselves, which I don't know if I'm a fan of that style or not. That's neither here nor there.
They came up with better questions than I would, and so I'm going to go with what they asked.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Well, I might steal some of them, so whatever.
They're pretty good.
All right, so do you want to do this, like, just you go, I go, you go, I go?
Yeah. All
right. You want to go, since you're a woman, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'm going to go first, because you already asked me a question at the beginning, so I get to ask you one.
Okay,
this is a very important question. I'm really glad it was asked. The question is, sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
I saw that post, so I saw a couple of these questions. That was such an amazing question to ask.
Jason Karpinski asked it.
Yeah. I don't even know, sitting here right now, what I do. I'm thinking I do sock, sock, shoe, tie, and then shoe, tie.
Okay.
Yeah. So sock, so whatever that would be, sock, sock. Shoe, right?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Yep.
What about you?
You know, I used to do sock, sock, shoe, shoe. And then I, my friend Angie was talking about people who do weird things. And she's like, yeah, people who do like sock, shoe, sock, shoe. And then I just started doing it occasionally.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is you have one foot totally ready to go. Yep. And the other one's out there with no covering, just willy-nilly.
Just to see how it feels. Like, for no other reason. It's not because it makes sense. It's truly just to roll with it.
I got to tell you, that seems very dirty and wrong to me.
It does feel a little dirty. It feels a little wrong. It feels like I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel, Dottie.
All right, so that kind of question, I mean, that's why I think that was a great question. That's a fun question, so thank you, Jason, for sending that in. He shot that out like he was waiting for us to ask you. He was waiting for you to ask that question for months, and he's just been sitting there just waiting to blurt it out, wanting to know who does what. So if you're listening, send us, you know, send right down, comment, whatever you do, post a comment there about what your system is. Mm-hmm. We want to know, and it tells us a lot about who you are as a person too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris Young says, I took sock, shoe, sock, shoe, socks never touch the ground. Whoa. So he's taking it to a new level, and I like it. I mean, but yeah, I'd like to know what else he does that doesn't touch the ground.
It does make it easier, you know, when you're switching. You can like stand on one foot if you got your like gross shoes on and you can dry one foot, put the clean sock on, put the clean shoe on, totally switch to the other foot. Boom. Done.
I'm a sit down and do all of it type of person. I'm not doing this jumping around on one foot either.
You know, sometimes it's like, I don't want to, what are you going to do? You're going to sit down in your wet shorts because it's been raining and you're running in the rain. You don't want to get your seat wet.
I guess.
This is a big discussion and I feel like we're spending a lot of time on it. So.
All right, fine. All right, Grace, back to trail running and running in general.
Okay.
Would you rather ascend or descend?
Descend.
Okay.
That's easy.
So you'd rather go down?
Yes.
I'm just going to let that marinate for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather go up.
The end.
I'd rather go up for sure. I know you're not asking me, but I'm still going to answer it. Okay. I'm an up guy. I don't feel like the going down is my strength. I like to work on it, but I'm going up power hiking and going up is definitely my strong suit. But you like to bomb the downs, huh?
I love to bomb the downs. I still, you know, everybody has improvement to areas of opportunity. Certainly I could still improve on the descends, but I'm far stronger descending than I am ascending. And it's not uncommon for me. Like, when I get into a race and once we've all spread out and we're kind of in our spot, I will often pass people on the downs and then they pass me on the ups. I'm far stronger at downhilling. And part of it's just because I love it. It's so much fun to just like put my arms out and just see where gravity takes me. And I really enjoy it. One of my favorite times descending was, on the idiot course, and I happened to hit the fun section of the mid-state where you go downhill. I happened to hit that at just the right time that two amazing women were behind me. One of them was Becky Kosek and the other one was Rhoda Smoker. And I went as fast as I possibly could. And I was like, in between breaths, because if you go downhill fast enough, you can still get out of breath because you're actually pushing to go downhill, not just letting gravity take you.
Absolutely.
And I was pushing downhill and I was like, do you want to pass me? And they were like, no, we're good. And I'm just like smiling the whole time as I have these two amazing women behind me and I'm just flying downhill. That was one of my favorite downhills.
Yeah. It is a fun downhill. It's like the perfect amount of descent.
Yeah. And Marisa said it is that low center of gravity makes the downhills a piece of cake. Yeah. I cannot downhill as fast as she can. I have downhilled next to Marisa and she is amazing. So I'm not as low as her either, but I am fairly low to the ground. And if you can just sink into that, like I sink into it a little bit and really engage those quads. And you can just fly.
Nice.
I love it.
All right. Fair enough. Love it. What do you got?
All right. Okay. I didn't have the next one. Your favorite Little Debbie snack?
That's a tough one. Oatmeal cream pie is really good.
Yeah.
Or the Swiss roll. Becky got me on the Swiss rolls. The Swiss rolls are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
If it's for a race, I'm going to say not an oatmeal cream pie because I don't like the oatmeal part of being in my mouth when I'm working hard.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's got to be the honey bun.
Okay. All right.
By you.
I'm going to go with if I'm racing, double-decker oatmeal cream pie. If I'm not racing... Nutty Buddies
are pretty phenomenal and they do kind of wash away pretty quick if you put a little liquid in your with them.
Yep.
Yeah, good answers.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Grace, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Green.
Weird.
That's nothing. Ooh, weird about
it's green.
Oh my gosh, you're judging me. Red is like death, the blood color of blood.
All right. What is your dream race that you haven't run yet? Like if money was no issue, time was no issue, dream race.
Tour de Jean.
Tour de Jean.
Tour de Jean.
Tour de Jean.
That is a 200 plus mile race over in, I don't know, across the pond somewhere.
Yeah.
Pat Hines done it twice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like a fun adventure. I've never done any race that's outside of the continental United States, I think is the right way of saying it. So,
yeah.
I mean, that one looks like an amazing adventure. What's the other one? The spine one, Dragon's Back, spine, something like that. Yeah. I guess I would say would be the top of my list.
Nice.
About you?
Actually, same. TDG has been on my list for a very long time. I would love to run it. If it was anything inside the U.S., then I would, if time were no issue, like if I were fast enough to hit the cutoffs, then Hurt would be the other one.
I hear that's Rudy.
Uh-huh. Well, we got a lot of roots in Pennsylvania, so, you know.
Yeah.
Good training.
Hawaii could be a worse spot to go to a race than Hawaii for sure.
I know, right?
All right, Grace. Do you prefer your bed sheets tucked in or untucked?
Oh, untucked.
Really? You like feet sticking out? God, it's like I don't even know you. Who are you?
I mean, to be fair, we've never slept together, so it's fair that you wouldn't know.
I've always had this weird, I guess it's just a weird obsession, weird thing where like I need to be tucked in, to, like taut.
Okay.
Like if I can feel
like a tiger.
Yeah, but if I can feel that like that sheet coming out from under my foot, game over. Wake up, I got to get out of bed, reassess the situation, get the sheets and blankets lined up, tuck them in under the mattress so it's tight, and then I'm happy again.
Snug like a bug in a rug.
I personally prefer, like, when we're making our bed, I'd rather tuck them in myself because then I know it's going to last a few days or weeks. Okay. Where if somebody else does it, it's just like, well, I'm gambling here. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Becky, next time I stay over, you can sleep with me. It's fine. We can share, and then you don't have to. Then you don't have to deal with being tucked in.
No, I could never ever like be okay with my feet sticking out the bottom of my sheets.
Okay.
And Gabe says feet are always in unless it's super hot out. Then one leg out. Yeah. See, I'm okay with one leg out the side, but if it's hot out, the feet don't come out the bottom. That is a foul.
I'm not tall enough for that to ever happen.
Well, I'm surprised that Gabe agrees with me because he's a tall fellow, and I would think he would have been brought up like that's just the way it is because he's so freakishly tall that his feet pop out the bottom. I'm not a tall person, so I don't have those issues. But yeah, if I'm hot, it's got to come out the side, not the bottom. You don't ever purposefully untuck the bottom where the feet are. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is, you're very intense about this. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Why is your head so shiny?
Oh my gosh. Because do
you polish it?
No. Next question.
Did you give up on that one?
I don't know why. It's because I have a light shining on me right here. And I do it purposefully because I want people to see my face. Okay. I don't wear a hat like you. Maybe. There's nothing about wrong with my head.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect.
So,
what's your favorite movie?
Top Gun. And I will say, Top Gun 1 was always my favorite. I've watched it many times, and the second one was phenomenal. And I still watch that whenever I have free time. So, I'm not a fan of part twos in movies, but Top Gun, man, they did a great job.
Okay.
What about you?
I have a really hard time picking a favorite. One of my favorite movies of all time is Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I've seen that.
I'm a loner, daddy.
A rebel. Funny story, and I don't know why this sticks in my head, but when I was younger, let's say 5 or 6 years old, my best friend in the whole wide world. We'd take our bikes and we'd ride over to Hibernia State or Hibernia County Park every day and ride bikes and get soda out of the soda machine and go home. That's what we did all day long in the summer. But one day we found this tape, VCR tape is, I don't know, you know, hopefully most of the people listening know what a VCR tape is. Mm-hmm. Cassette, right? Cassette, VCR.
VHS.
VHS tape. Thank you. Yeah. And so we took it home, plopped it in the old VCR, and that's what it was on there. Somebody had like copied it somehow or whatever. But like, from that point forward, we watched that thing like every day. And it was like we loved watching it, but it was so freaking weird too.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah. I have that special edition. So I like movies that are about adventure, and that one is.
That's an adventure.
That's one of my favorites of all time. Yeah. Also The Legend of Billie Jean.
Interesting.
Is another favorite. I will watch it like every few months, and I'll watch Kill Bill every few months, and then I'll watch the Legend of Billie Jean.
Oh, Marisa just became more of my best friend because she agreed with me that Top Gun is her favorite movie. What? That's awesome.
Okay.
Bonding here. We're bonding.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes.
Whatever. All right, Grace, do you snore?
I have snored before, but on the regular, no. Like if I'm sick or something like that.
Right, not on a regular basis, though.
No. How about you? Do you snore?
I do not, no.
Okay.
No.
Why is there so much about like sleeping habits?
All right, I don't know. All right, these were just...
Did you make this list when you were headed to bed or something?
Don't judge me.
It was at the last minute last night, wasn't it?
Who is your favorite podcast host?
It's you,
co-host.
Eric.
Co-host. You got that one right. I'll give you 1 point for that.
Yeah.
Ditto, by the way. Ditto.
Thank you.
Did you ask me what my favorite race was? No, you asked me where I'd like to race.
Dream race. Yeah. Hold on. It's my chance. My turn now.
Turn. Go ahead.
Post race meal. Favorite post-race meal?
Burger, fries, and beer.
Yeah.
A lot of ketchup. Mm. A lot of topping. Like some like bougie burger with like some crazy cheese on it. Maybe some tomato, some bacon.
Some Gouda. You know,
yeah, some Gouda would be great. A really good bun. I'm all about a good bun.
Yeah.
And it better be medium rare or I'm sending it to freaking back to the cook. I mean, that's what I want.
Juicy.
The fries, preferably not. I don't want them frozen out of a bag. I want some fresh cut. I'm okay with a sweet potato fry. I like them every once in a while. It depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Sure.
Lots of ketchup. I mentioned that I'm going to use a lot of ketchup. So if you give me a bottle with just a little bit on the bottom, we're going to have problems.
Okay.
I know that's
aggressive. Not-
Yeah.
Poster and meal.
Yep. Other than that, I mean, it's all going down. I'm not taking any home. And we're talking, I'm off the top of my head, I'm thinking post ultra race meal.
Sure.
I don't know if I do all this, you know, for a 5K or 10K.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't like be against it either. But
yeah.
What about you?
Same.
See, this is why we click.
Uh-huh.
This is it. Man, you make me really hungry too.
It's one big happy family here.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
Yes. All right. If a Grace falls in the woods, does she make a sound?
Yes.
What does she, what's the sound she makes?
Pew, 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 pew.
If she were to say a word after she tripped over said rock or stick, what word would she say?
Pew.
Nice. All right, fine. I would say fluffernutter and sharks and stuff like that.
Okay.
I tend to drop the F-bomb a lot when I trip over, like if I'm running and I'm tired and I trip over a rock or stick that especially I know I shouldn't have. And it's one of those trips where like it takes more energy to stop yourself from falling than just supermanning and getting back up. That really trips my trigger at myself. And like, I hate myself. I yell at myself.
Okay.
Even if no one,
I,
around.
I don't think I don't really get frustrated when I fall. I just get very thankful that I didn't break anything. So I'm usually like, oh, like I just take a big sigh of relief that I didn't break anything typically. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, go.
All right. If aliens landed on Earth, who would you recommend they talk to?
What do they want to know about? Just everything? Life?
Mm-hmm.
Aliens land on Earth.
They're like, they land on Earth and they're like, yo, who should we talk to around here?
I'd probably just give them the link to our podcast here and make sure they subscribe to our channel.
Just leave a review.
Yeah.
Like, leave a review. Yeah. Tune in on Sundays. Or Mondays. Mondays at 7:30.
It sounds like it makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good answer.
Oh, boy, let's see. I think we talked about this a little bit last week or the week before, but if I had a gun, Grace, right there, say, Grace, don't move. You have to choose one. Vegetables, okay. Vegetables or fruit? Which one would it be?
Ooh. I don't know. I guess fruit.
Just because it's sweeter.
Because I like strawberries a whole lot.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same. I like them both, but fruits, a good fruit's a good fruit.
Yeah.
Who is your biggest idol?
I don't know. I think like all the people I know just have these great things about them and great stories. And I like put them all into my head. You know what I mean? Just kind of learn from all the people you can learn from.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time picking just one.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of different ones for different reasons, I guess I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I have people I really look up to or people who have made a big difference in my life. But I don't know that I have one specific idol other than you. I mean, Eric.
All right, I have one more simple one, then you can go with whatever you got.
All right.
What's your spirit animal?
I don't know. I don't know what my spirit animal is.
Spirit animal is probably the wrong word, but like what would be your favorite animal? Do you have a favorite animal?
Not really.
No? hate animals, Grace?
I don't, no. I don't hate animals. They're great. Maybe like a turkey. Like that.
No, turkeys are extremely, most people don't realize this, how smart turkeys are.
Yeah,
you know, when they I don't know I don't have the whole story, but whoever it was that was going to put a regal bird, Marisa might be able to help us with this actually since she's listening, a regal bird I'm at a loss for words on a jet plane though. Like, so to represent our country, I guess. Okay. Yeah. The one president wanted to put a turkey on there and it sounds silly, but a turkey is an extremely smart bird. One of the smartest birds. Their eyesight is phenomenal and they're just slick creatures. Mm-hmm. And they decided to go with the eagle, which is a very regal bird in itself. But I would say, the turkey has my heart for many reasons because it's such a smart bird.
Yeah, turkeys are pretty cool. I don't know, maybe like you know what I would, if I could like be an animal for a day, it would probably be an otter. I think that would be a lot of fun.
What would you do if you were an otter for a day?
I would lay around on my back and swim around, just kick around.
Yeah.
I like the water a lot since growing up on the lake, I was in the water all the time. I don't know that I would want to be a fish though, because I'd want to play around in the woods too. So I'd be like a beaver or an otter. So I could just like swim around and lay on my back and put my little hands on my belly.
Nice. Yeah. So Gabe saved me. Ben Franklin wanted the turkey.
Yeah.
As an emblem of the United States on our aircraft.
Yeah.
I believe it was. And
he had a lot of weird ideas.
No, but the bottom, what I'm getting at is like the turkey, you don't think of as a regal, like it's not compared to the bald eagle.
Yeah.
Much as it should be, because it's kind of goofier looking and stuff like that. But in reality, it's probably more closely related to what we wanted than the eagle. The eagle's just badass, let's face it.
Yep.
So anyway,
it is. I'm going to go with, okay, so spirit animal, I'm going to go with a otter. How about that?
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about you? What's your spirit animal?
I've always said anything that flies. I've always been jealous of the birds.
Yeah.
I don't know what specific one. I mean, a turkey buzzard really doesn't give two shits about anything, so that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Eat whatever they want. Garbage, whatever.
You know my other spirit animal is?
Hmm.
Jen DeVore.
Hmm.
She's my spirit animal, I think.
Nice.
Like, if I could be that enthusiastic about life, man.
I agree.
She's just such a good person.
You know, there's a lot of people in this running scene that we're in that we talk about that we, you know, we look up to and who we want to be like and things like that. But like, there's a lot of people that I try to model myself or try to be a better person, try to change who I am or be the best person I can be because of the way they are.
Right. Yeah. She's one of those people. You're around her and you're like, God, man.
Yep.
I want to be like nicer or something, you know?
So, I mean, so are some of the people, all these people that commented. So is Marisa. So is Gabe. So is Stephanie Daniels. Oh, wait, not Stephanie Daniels. No.
That's my next question. Why are you so mean to Steph Daniels?
I plead the fifth. I think I'm allowed that at this point in time. I am stopping.
No. You said you have to answer the questions. That's what you said.
We have equal banter between the both of us. So if she ever comes off as I'm the only one that provides such negativity,
then you will immediately get defensive.
I will. That is not true. I just want that to be clear. We have a interesting relationship.
Yeah.
And it works for us.
Yeah. I think the first thing that she does when she reads your comments is laughs hysterically. They are pretty funny.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a lot of fun.
We have fun. I like all my running friends.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
I gotta turn my book over here.
Okay. Next up. Which famous celebrity do you want to punch in the face? This is getting aggressive.
There's quite a few. I mean, when you say famous, there's a lot of people that are famous that have no right to be famous, in my opinion, right now. Famous celebrity, but I want to punch in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that is getting pretty aggressive. I just like them. I'd like a lot of them to just disappear. I wouldn't miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly don't really watch too much live television. Like, our house consists in the evening on a weeknight. I'll put on Seinfeld because I love Seinfeld, and we'll watch that. So, like, we're not even up to date on, like, who the famous celebrities are.
Mm-hmm. Famous celebrity I want to punch in the face.
Taylor Swift.
No, not Taylor Swift.
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't know. First one that popped in my head.
Don't say something like that because you will get so much hate mail. That sounds
maybe,
smart.
Maybe I'll get her numbers up. I like Taylor Swift.
No, not Taylor Swift. I'm going to go with, Pepe Le Pew. Stop chasing her around. She doesn't like you.
Who's he chasing?
The cat.
Oh, mm.
Yeah, it's just mean.
I get it. Yeah.
It's weird.
What about the whole Tom and Jerry thing? I mean, there's a big thing going on there.
Yeah. I had to pick one, so that's who I went with. I almost went with Yogi Bear. He's okay. He's just like, you keep stealing picnic baskets, and maybe those people worked really hard with that picnic basket.
I mean, most picnics do take a bit of time. It's not just a piece of bread.
Exactly.
Yeah. Knock it off. And yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. I got to throw a Becky one in here because I asked her and she gave me one. So I'm going to ask you the question. Okay.
Okay.
And I think you need to think long and hard about this one.
Okay.
If you were to get a face tattooed on your body, whose face would it be and where would you put it?
Oh my gosh. This is such a great question. I would probably go with Tony the Tiger and I would put it on my calf. That would be awesome.
The cereal, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. He's great. Great.
Huh. I'll be honest with you.
It's kind of like you saying my name. It's Grace.
Wow. That was a really, really, really disappointing answer. But, I mean, I can't fault you for that.
Yeah. If I put your face on me anywhere, I mean, people would just stare lovingly. They wouldn't be able to take their eyes off of me because your face is so beautiful. So that's not an option. Not an option.
No, it's a fault of mine. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good question though. I don't know. You want an answer for me, don't you?
Not really, but go ahead.
No, good. I'd rather not. I don't know.
Okay.
I have two butt cheeks, so there's plenty of canvas there.
Uh-huh.
For people.
Yep.
That's all I'm thinking off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. I have to think. I might get back to you on that one.
Okay. Good. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that story another day. Never mind. So if you could choose one food item to use as fuel for ultra distance races, what would you choose?
Honey bun.
Okay.
Honey bun, or if I don't, I mean, because it's hard to choose one because we all know that one gets disgustingly sickening after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if I were to minimize my fueling for mm-hmm. ultra distance running, it would be honey bun, it would be Martin gel, and it would be mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I think the mashed potatoes would counteract the me being tired of the sweetness enough where I could ping pong back and forth.
Yeah, that one is just so, so tough. Circus peanuts. I've never been in a situation where I had circus peanuts available to me and I didn't want to eat them. Like I could always eat circus peanuts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Never tried. I know what you're talking about, but I've never tried them running.
Yeah. Just like little fluffs of sugar. They are delicious. I think if I had to pick one thing, I mean, Uncrustables are a pretty solid option. Like that's a pretty safe one. Grilled cheese sandwich. That's a pretty safe one. I feel like I usually want a grilled cheese. So I don't know. There's so many. Morton gels. I also do pretty well with them. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing some with me this week. You know what I'm really excited about this week? So, I'm hiking is just I'm going to do some running downhill, but I'm going to be doing a lot of hiking and being out there for 5 days. It's just different. And so the first day I really don't have any places to stop for food. So I'm bringing all my food with me on the first day. And I'm going to bring a large baguette and put bacon and sharp white cheddar on it.
Nice.
And I'm pretty excited for that. I think that's a really good choice. And I considered just taking the baguette and like making it stick out of my pack, you know, like I'm a French hiker.
Yeah. I don't know who it was, but I swear somebody else has done something similar, FKT, with a loaf of bread.
Yeah. I did. I've done naan during a couple of things that are very similar to this, and it went really well. I'm gluten sensitive, so I can do gluten. I just can't do like too much of it, plus all of the other things that mess with my guts. So if I stick to gluten-free, I'm just better off. And this brand called Char has these big baguettes that are gluten-free. And I was like, that sounds, I want to do that. Mm. Sounds smart. So yeah.
Do circus peanuts melt in your cheek if you don't chew them up?
I don't know. I have not tried that, and that does not sound fun.
Hmm. Well, I get to a point where I don't like chewing and swallowing, you know, so if it's something I can get my calories by just sitting there and it kind of melting away as I swallow its meltedness, then I don't know.
I haven't gotten to that point before. Maple syrup. You get that
in your stomach too.
Yeah. Yeah. I get to points where I don't feel like eating. I've never been in a situation where I would like my stomach was actually like revolting against me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't really feel like eating anymore, but I can still eat. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I get to the point where nothing looks good or sounds good. And I know I have to eat. That's where I get to.
And that's where I think variety is like, I really try to have a little bit of everything, and I try to make sure it's stuff that I'm excited about. Like, I will get gourmet foods because it's like, I normally don't get to have this really amazing cheesecake or cannolis or something. And I will get something like that just because I can, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm excited about it.
No, and like a, yeah, you're right. I agree. But like a normal race where you get your M&M's, Pringles, pickles, Swedish fish, all like nothing on that table looks good to me. But then if, you know, if you were to say, hey, you want half of this fresh McDonald's cheeseburger, that's the ticket. But it's never that one thing that's available that trips my trigger.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta get wrapping her up soon. Can I give you a couple rapid fire, like just yes or no?
Yes.
Are you an aggressive driver?
If I have to be, yes. But typically, no.
Typically, so you're friendly most of the time, but if somebody's stupid, you will be.
I would say assertive, not aggressive.
Oh gosh. Okay, fair enough. Grace, does your milkshake bring all the boys to the yard?
Yes.
Okay. Who mows your grass?
This guy, I forget his name.
You have somebody that mows your grass for you?
Yeah, we hire somebody.
You have a butler, Grace?
No.
Okay.
No, we totally hire somebody. It's so much easier. If you want to make your life easier, hire somebody to mow your grass.
Right.
That is pro tip. We live on a hill, so our yard is a pain. And then so you got to deal with, is it raining tomorrow? Did it rain yesterday? And like, just take all of those things out of the stress of your life and just hire somebody to mow the yard.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And you get to support a small business owner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or a kid just trying to make a couple bucks. You know, you never know. Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream? Flavor. What was that?
I can't.
You like them all?
I can't think of something.
There's. You don't eat much ice cream though, do you? Because
no, I have ice cream on occasion, but I'm not a big ice cream person. No, there was this ice cream. I don't know if Turkey Hill still makes it, but it was called Double Dunker. And it's has a light coffee flavor to it, and it has little pieces of cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough covered in chocolate, and little pieces of Oreo covered in chocolate mixed into it. So it is called Double Dunker, and I'm gonna go with that as my favorite.
I actually recall that flavor, so yeah, I know what you're talking about, and it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I've always been a traditional cookies and cream fella myself. Breyers cookies and cream, I was brought up on.
Ooh, Breyers. Blech.
don't know. Breyers is real ice cream. Okay. All the other stuff is garbage.
Okay.
Fact. Turkey Hill's okay.
We'll have a conversation about that because ice cream and frozen dairy dessert are two different things.
Look at the ingredients, Grace.
Yeah, Breyers creates frozen dairy dessert. It's not ice cream.
Interesting.
Okay. I worked for an ice cream company.
Okay.
So I like that.
Are you a night owl or early bird?
Night owl.
Definitely opposite here. Favorite cereal.
Does that upset you?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
What's your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I am probably right there with you.
Yep. It's delicious. Yeah.
There's some good ones out there, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch just...
See, that's what I'm saying. When you're thinking about... When you think about fueling, and this is real advice, but when you think about fueling for a race, like if you're the kind of person that's like, man, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is delicious, but it's not actually that nutritious, so I'm not going to have that for breakfast. You know, I'm going to have some oatmeal or some eggs or something like that. When it comes to race day, buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch and make that your fuel. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Or they have those Cinnamon Toast Crunch bars now.
They're okay.
Like, I'm just saying, if you want to have, like, I love no-bake cookies. And so I'll use no-bake cookies for fueling.
Right.
Those are a really good option. Donut, glazed donut. Just pick delicious things.
All right, I'm out. There's others, but I think we can end her there.
Oh my gosh, finally. Okay. Good.
I'm sorry I had to push you through that. Poor me.
It's a lot. It's intense. I have to like answer things.
I like it.
All righty.
I've learned so much about you.
Well, that's good. We'll test you at the end of the year, see if you remember anything.
So next week, next Monday, we will be doing pre-gaming for World's End Ultra Marathon, which is coming up the following Saturday afterward.
Yeah.
And we'll probably talk a little about our experiences with it. I think we probably already had a show about it last year at this time, but we're going to do it again because it's a local race to us. It's a hard 50K and 100K distance in World's End State Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth talking about.
Yeah. We'll pregame for World's End. We'll give out some advice. You have won the 50K. I have DNF'd the 100K. So I think between the two of us, we can give a lot of advice to people.
We can cover the mullet.
We can cover the mullet, the front of the pack and the back of the pack. So tune in next Monday, 7:30 p.m. Like us, review us, put in
subscribe, comment.
Yep, for the algorithm monster. Keep feeding it, please.
See you next Monday at 7:30. Take us out, Grace.
That's right. See you next Monday. Bye.